Good morning. It's 16th June. Our middle reading today is Isaiah 40. I'm going to read to you once again from Brother Ray Willetts. Isaiah wrote, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. God had spoken to them by his prophets, but the sun would go down upon the prophets, and there would be no message from heaven until the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness was heard on the banks of the river Jordan. With John the Baptist, the comforting words to God's people began, as the Lord Jesus explained. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached. Those words are in Luke 16, verse 16. He was the greatest of the prophets, inasmuch as he was the forerunner of the Lord. The glory of the law was passing away, and the glory of the Lord was about to be revealed in the face of Jesus Christ for all flesh, to the Jew first, but also to the Gentiles. So the voice cried, all flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth. In this wilderness of sin and death, the new and living way back to God was being prepared. The high and low were made level. The Pharisee and the publican, the Sadducee and the commoner met in the waters of Jordan as they confessed their sins, believing on him who was to come, but who was in fact already amongst them, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Into those same waters the Son of God descended, inviting all believers to follow with the words, thus it becometh us to fulfil all righteousness. The continual offerings of the law would soon give way to the perfect offering for sin, when the sins of baptized believers would be remembered no more at all. As the Lamb of God was lifted up, nailed to a cross, Jews and Gentiles would meet in the same baptismal waters, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. Thus John came and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. It was left to others to preach about the consummation. Beginning at Jerusalem, the word went out to Samaria and to the ends of the world. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Some looked on Jesus and saw only the one who had grown up amongst them, the carpenter's son. Their words never penetrated their ears, and his righteousness passed them by. But there were some who had ears to hear, and eyes that penetrated the outward human form. It was revealed to them that God was in Christ, and as they looked at Jesus, they saw the Father, as we read in John 14, verse 9. Revealed to them in grace and truth, in word and deed. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Behold, the Lord God will come as a mighty one, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs in his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that give suck. In contemplating this blessed time, we join Isaiah in his prayer. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake, as in the days of old. That's Isaiah 51, verse 9. Amen. Thank you for listening.